April showers a month late. WTF.
An Idaho teacher is under fire for being too welcoming.
Rapper video violates federal law in Yellowstone.
And Memorial Day weekend events.
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers. Hit that like button, comment, rate, subscribe, whatever you feel like doing. You don't want to ask too much?
Yeah, just if you want to help us out and not be a total lazy sack, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting it for free.
Yeah, come on.
We're in this studio for an hour a week at least.
At least.
Slaving over a hot computer to bring you mediocre content.
Yeah, but it's something.
It is something. It's not AI.
Yeah.
This is 100% real.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's not.
Well, but we tell you when it's not, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls opinion, infotainment, dad jokes, bad jokes. Okay. It sure as hell was rainy over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think the April showers got rescheduled.
Yeah, I was thinking that the other day because we should have had this happen weeks ago.
And personally, I love it.
It can be really nice.
Love it.
If you're able to stay home.
Mm-hmm, right.
If you have to go out and do anything in this, it is such a big pain in the ass.
But it is sort of, yeah, it's that magical day. You look at your schedule, nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tea and bathrobe weather all day.
Oh, yeah. On Saturday when it was super rainy, that was a great day for me. I opened the windows. I made some tea. I got all snuggly. It was nice.
Is it my birthday? The thing I like about the rain is, it matches my mood.
Right.
It's dark and moody, which I usually am. And the other cool thing is, you know, I don't like going and playing outside with the other kids.
Right.
A, they won't have me. And B, I just like it in my dark little dungeon more.
I definitely prefer to be inside.
When I'm in my dark little dungeon and I hear the cool kids playing outside, I think to myself, it feels like I'm the sick kid, you know?
Right.
And
you get that FOMO?
You get a lot of FOMO. But when it's raining outside, not only do I get to be in my environment, which is indoors,
mm-hmm.
in my dark, cool room, cave, but I know nobody else can be out there having fun either.
Right, right. You get to enjoy being inside without dealing with any of the FOMO.
Yeah.
That's fair. I get that. That's honestly, I think that's very understandable.
That's what I like about the rain. Oh, I
like the smell.
Oh, yeah. The ozone-y smell. Oh,
I love to open the windows and smell it. Apparently, that's not something that everyone knows about. Like, I keep seeing these UK content creators who are like, I finally went to America and I smelled rain. And I've never smelled rain before. I didn't know that rain had a smell.
What?
Yeah. Which actually led me down an even bigger rabbit hole where I also learned that apparently ants have a smell, as do ladybugs. Which I thought was kind of interesting. So apparently people...
I know what the ladybug smell is.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
kind of musky?
It almost smells like a live dirt.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It smells like kinda a grass like stain looks.
Okay.
It's...
Yeah,
but I know it's a distinct smell. It's like a...
Interesting. Okay.
Beetle skin smell.
Huh. Okay, well, apparently only 20% of people even have the gene that allows them to smell them.
Okay.
So I wonder if you can also smell ants.
I wonder.
Yeah, we should test this theory.
I
mean, now that it's summer.
Just get a plate and snort them?
I mean, I was thinking we would just go find an anthill now that it's summer, you know, and you can get on the dirt and give them a little sniff.
A little whiff?
Yeah. Apparently, the odor is really, really strong, so you don't have to get too close, I guess.
Okay.
So we will see. But yeah, I've never smelled an ant. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm trying to think of what other bugs have that smell.
Yeah.
The stink bug, beetle.
Okay.
You know, you can smell that. You know what that smells
yes.
like, right?
Yeah, those ones I do know.
Okay.
Yeah, but everything else, yeah, not really.
Ladybug, no?
Yeah, no, I've never really... To be fair, I'm not really around a lot of ladybugs.
Sure.
You know, and when I am, it's maybe one at most. So, okay, wait, can you smell a single ladybug? And is it a pretty pungent smell?
Like, you gotta have it, you gotta be in close proximity, like, within a foot of it. If you
were holding a single ladybug on your finger here, you would smell it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, within a foot.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, maybe half a foot.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I've never put a bug close enough to my face to see if I could smell it.
Right.
So, yeah. But I did find ants in my kitchen the other day, and I went on a whole tirade. Mm-hmm. I took everything out. I sprayed all over my kitchen, just left it so that it could, like, really seep into the floors and get rid of those little f***ers.
Yeah, you're going to have to die.
Yeah, I hate ants. They're so gross.
I like loving all living things. And
not in my damn house.
Right. You invade my... This is my space. You can be alive anywhere else you want to be.
Oh, yeah. Same with spiders.
Just not right here. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. I have a friend who was visiting the other day when I noticed a jumping spider in my house.
Yeah.
And I get that jumping spiders are cute close up, but they move like spiders, and I don't like that. They move like really, really fast spiders, which is the worst part, you know? And I hate the way that spiders move. So I went to kill it, and she's like, no, we need to put it outside. And I was like, you know what? You can do that. I'll give you all the things it takes, but if I'm the one who's in control, it's dying. It's dead. It's out of here.
Yeah.
You know? Oh my gosh. And the other day, I opened my front door to take Rango out to go pee, and as soon as I did, a big old centipede came running into my house. And it was so fast. And thank goodness I was wearing my slippers because I was able to, like, stomp on it really quick. Wham. But yeah, like, I'm so glad my instincts kicked in because I hate it. And it's not the first time that things have happened like that to me because my house is exactly level with the ground.
Right.
You know? And so I've had more than one time where bugs have just come running in as I've tried to leave my home. And it's very upsetting.
Earwigs.
Yeah.
I have an irrational.
I hate those things.
Illogical, not like fear, but just disgust. Like, they just, anything with pinchers.
Yes.
Like, oh, you're going to pinch me? Oh, no.
Right.
I'm going to pinch you.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a do unto others before they do unto you situation, and I'm going to win.
Well, and it's because they look like that.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe that is a little speciesist of us, but, like, if they weren't so damn ugly and gross looking, I don't think we would hate them as much as we do.
I freely admit to judging them based on their appearance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, earwigs.
Yeah.
Get f***ed. I don't care that that's just your face.
Mm-hmm.
You can f*** right off with that face.
I hate it.
Yeah.
They're so gross.
Hey, sweetheart, what are you doing?
Here's a cute duck at the Idaho Falls grocery outlet.
Speaking of things running into your establishment.
Right.
I would Let's much switch rather gears. A duck.
Let's switch gears just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so cute though. I love that she's just hanging out. She just wants to see what's going on.
It is a she, yeah, right? It's like a female mallard.
Yeah, you can tell it's a lady duck because of her coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the way that she is.
Yeah.
Because of how she be. Some people think it don't be like it is, but it do.
Well, and I love that according to the video, it seems like the workers there have named her.
Yeah, Maleficent or Mallory or okay. Oh, Mildred. Okay.
Yeah, which is a hilarious and adorable name for a duck. I love that.
Come on. All right. And she's just wanting to check the place out.
Yeah.
And they eventually sort of shoo her out, but isn't that nice?
I think it's sweet. And I love the guy who's filming. He sounds like such a sweetie.
He does. He sounds genuinely concerned.
Uh-huh.
Making sure she's got water, right?
Honestly, that makes me want to go to grocery outlet more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if I might see Mildred.
And it looks like first thing in the morning. This is their main entrance, and it's obviously facing east, and there's super long shadows.
Because
the duck's this high. And the shadow's like...
right. Yeah. That's
five
funny.
Times as high.
You know, that kind of reminds me of when I was a kid and we'd go to Winco and there would sometimes be birds up in the rafters. And I feel like it was every time I went back in the day, but I think that they remodeled their entryway made it so that didn't happen as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I always I loved going there because I was like, oh, we're going to go see the birds at the store.
Yeah, not my favorite.
Oh, really?
Not my favorite to have animals, especially ones that are above you.
Right.
and cannot control their, have no sphincter to begin with.
Right, yeah, they've got a cloaca. That's fair.
That adds sort of an element of something I wouldn't want when shopping for food in an open market.
Right. I mean, at least all of the food there is packaged, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the onions are out.
Yeah, but you're going to wash them anyway.
The heads of lettuce are...
And I guarantee all of those fruits and veggies have been pooped on by a lot more than a bird between the time that they germinated to the time that they were picked and put in the supermarket.
Right. Well, and a couple times after they get home, too. So
right. You never know. I mean, especially considering what some people do with their vegetables.
I want to bail out of this conversation. Can we exit this now?
You got it.
Okay. Straight to the comments and follow-ups. There's going to be another gays and goths eating garlic bread in the park.
I know. It's going to be so fun. I'm looking forward to it.
This one's happening Friday, June 13th. Friday the 13th.
I love that. That'll
from 5 fun. To 7.
I think this time we should take a cheese grater and some Parmesan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one of those cheese graters like they've got at Olive Garden where you put the cheese in it and then you crank it. And I'm so excited to use it. It looks so fun. I haven't had a chance to grate some cheese though lately. So maybe that would be the perfect opportunity.
And the other co-organizer of the event, not Maddie Danger, but Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda Rose. Miranda on Instagram. Miranda IRL. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying hi. I think we've made a bunch of good new friends.
Yeah.
Most of them virtual because we did what everybody else did, which is we went, we said hi, we distributed sauce as the sauce fairies, and then we sat on our little blanket and our little clique.
Yeah.
And talked amongst ourselves.
It was really nice, though. It was just great to be out there among everyone and watching everyone having a good time.
Yeah. 5 to 7 again. This one, I don't know. They haven't announced where.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're keeping it secret to keep people like us.
Right.
From showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll find you.
I'm sure they're fine with people like us, just other people I could imagine they might not want there.
Did you hear this week that the Portneuf Health Trust Amphitheater, Amp Hit Heater in Pocatello, that's how you, you know, B-A beautiful, that's how you spell amphitheater.
Right.
The Portneuf Health Trust Amphitheater is now the Port...
Right. Yeah, I did hear about that, which isn't bad. To be fair, I would much rather call it the Port than the Portneuf Health Trust Amphitheater because I can't even remember all of that.
Right.
But also, I feel like that's easy to mix up on Google.
Well, there's so many other Portneuf things. There's Portneuf Medical Center and Portneuf Health Trust, apparently.
Well, and I'll also say Portneuf I'm just River. So sick of places being named after their sponsor.
Right.
You know, I get why they do it because they want to put their name on something and to advertise it.
We're going to have to get used to it. Yeah.
But it's just like, it gets to be such a pain in the butt, especially as Portneuf is not an easy thing to spell anyway.
Yeah. Is it Portneuf or Portneuf?
Right.
I never know.
You know, and then if you look up Portneuf, I mean, if you just look up Portneuf because you're not from around here and you
there's
don't realize that there are 10 other things, then you, you know, end up seeing 10 other things and don't know where to go.
Now, speaking of the sponsor name, I don't think that Mountain America Credit Union is a really big fan of the name for the Mountain America Center that's been given to it, the nickname.
Right, the nickname, the MAC.
The MAC.
Yes.
I don't think they're huge fans of that.
Yeah, no.
So why would the Portneuf Health Trust Amphitheater no longer, is the sponsorship over?
I realize have they filled their commitment?
Are they trying to sort of like not hide from the fact that it's Portneuf Health Trust is the sponsor, but like nobody knows or cares what a trust is, right?
Yeah, right.
We're an amphitheater and a trust. Well, that doesn't make much sense.
Right.
Let's just minimize that.
Yeah.
Plus, the MAC is a nickname we gave it.
Yes.
The Port is a nickname they gave it. You can't give yourself a nickname.
I guess I kind of
get...
Are you
George from Seinfeld?
I kind of get why they did, though. Because if you just took the first three letters of... So with the MAC, it's just the first letters that we've all, you know, made into little nickname.
Mountain America Center.
Yeah, right. But... I get why they want to get ahead of it and give themselves a nickname, because if not, then they might be called the Fat. PHT. You know?
Health. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
So I would much rather come up with the nickname the Port than hope that people don't come up with the nickname the Fat.
Be proactive about it. Yeah. Where are you going? The Fat.
Yeah, right.
There's a, okay, the gym, that's good. Mm-hmm. Gym is good.
It's because it's a nice short name.
The heart.
Yes, that's also good. It's because they have too many words in their name and people don't want to say the whole thing, so they shorten it down to a single syllable word.
You know who might have the coolest nickname is the Deck.
Oh, yeah, the Deck does.
Downtown Event Center.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's functional. The Civic, the Frontier Center, call it the Front.
Yeah, the Front. Yeah. I mean, that makes you wonder, huh?
Brickyard Event Center, the Brick, ICCU Arena.
Yeah.
The Ick.
Ick you.
The Icy.
Yeah, the Icy. That's not so bad.
It's not bad.
See, they would also probably want to get ahead of it and give it a nickname before we can.
Right.
Yeah.
Icy's cool.
Icy's kind of cool, yeah.
But.
Yeah. Other than that.
Okay. This was a subject that I wasn't going to touch. In fact, it's a thought that I had and immediately discarded.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Until somebody else said, hey, how come you guys aren't talking about this thing?
Okay.
And I thought, I can't believe that I've been this irresponsible, because we're usually pretty locked on when it comes to choosing our content.
Right, right.
Basically, if the mainstream media can't or won't talk about it, we're all over that shit.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can get your news anywhere, but we're not about news. We're about infotainment. So, yeah.
This one has some supporting files, but we're not going to add them to the show. We're just going to describe them for you.
Okay.
Okay. Picture, if you will, a young female just graduated from, I'm going to say, some college.
Okay.
Okay, so what does that make her? 22?
Yeah, like maybe 20.
20, 22?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Definitely under 25.
Right.
And this happened twice this week, mm-hmm. and it's happened a couple times in the past. I've always done this. I've raised an eyebrow, and then I've gone, no, no, no. No, it must be me. I'm the one with the problem for even thinking what I thought.
Okay.
And then I move on. But they're advertising nanny services.
All right.
Okay.
Well, what did you think?
Well, I took it at face value. They must be advertising nanny services.
Right.
But sometimes the pictures are super cute kissy face photos.
Right, right. Where they look more like an Insta-baddie than like someone that you would trust with your children.
Sometimes they cut off their forehead to make sure they get all of the chest.
Okay.
You see, there's some obvious priorities and some things being put forward in these images.
Okay. Yeah, there have definitely been a few times when I've seen those and I've been like, girl, you're not going to get hired using that picture. What are you thinking?
Right.
You know, because they don't look very, they don't look like they are very conscious of, you know, the expectations that are on them and stuff like that.
And I know it's hard out there for a hustler. I know it's hard out there for a woman. Here's what I thought and immediately discarded and went, nope, mm-hmm. not a valid thought.
Right.
I'm going to throw it out the window. But the thought was, what are they really advertising?
Oh, like...
You know what I'm saying? Especially when they say things like, or is this just me? Is this just me? Looking for someone who's in need of a babysitter and nanny full time? Face value. Got you there.
Right.
Helped raise my little sister, so I have experience. Okay, that's good. I have a flexible schedule and can even sit late and or overnight. DM me. So that's pretty bold of any female on social media.
I don't think so.
Kissy face photo.
Right.
Photo where something other than the face and the professional outfit is front and center, literally.
Right. Okay. Okay. I think I see what you're saying.
And then when you say something like, or see, I feel bad for even explaining this because I'm putting too much weight on a thought that I've already had and discarded.
Yeah.
But somebody else said, hey, is that what I think it is? Because it sure looks like it's something more than that.
Okay.
Now I'm in the unfortunate position of having to defend a thought I've already gotten rid of.
Honestly, every time I see it, I just think that the girls are kind of oblivious and don't realize how it looks.
So that's what it is.
You know, because I've never thought of it like maybe they're advertising something else, especially because I think there's a better, more effective way of doing that. you know?
Right. Aren't there like...
Right. Like, I don't think that people necessarily want to the thought of like kids and also, you know, this sort of angle
right.
in the same sentence. So I wouldn't really imagine that.
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard there are local singles in my area
right.
that are dying to meet me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that they would need to advertise it that way. I genuinely think that it's just girls who took their best pictures of themselves, the ones that they liked the best, without realizing that it made them look more less maternal, let's say, than they might have wanted to.
Or,
you know, and yeah, didn't think okay. of the implications of something like that, especially because being an overnight babysitter is hard to find and can be a huge selling point.
Sure. I just sort of disagree with the redundancy of the post saying someone in need of a full-time nanny.
Mm-hmm.
I have a flexible schedule, can sit late or overnight.
Well, full-time just means hours, not necessarily time of day.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just saying that they want to work for one family the whole, and not have to worry about filling a schedule, you know?
I'm just saying, if somebody made the following statement, I don't think I could disagree with them. If somebody said something like, hey, you know, if I were an enterprising young female mm-hmm. with zero skills, except for having raised a younger sibling, and I wanted to locate the sugar daddies in town, I'd definitely go for one who has proven that they could start a relationship.
Sure.
Have children.
You don't really need...
And afford a nanny.
To be fair, you don't really need to start a relationship in order to have a kid.
I wouldn't formulate that statement and say it out loud with my own mouth. But if somebody said it to me, I don't think I could argue with it.
Well, but also there are entire services... There are whole services for women to find sugar daddies.
Right.
So why would they do it on Facebook?
Well, and there
and
are...
And why would they do it coded?
Well, right. And there are whole services for women to find nanny work, too.
Yeah, but those ones point. Are a little harder, and you usually have to pay a fee.
Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Like, I've heard, like, with care.com, and you usually have to, like, pay for your own background check and stuff like that.
Huh.
So I could kind of see why they would do it this way. Not only that, but also just because they're on care.com doesn't mean that the families are. So going to a local site like Life in Idaho Falls makes a lot more sense
right.
for a potential nanny than for a potential sugar baby, in my opinion.
I want to say, so we're not going to show the photos because we don't want to embarrass any of the people in case it's what I originally thought, which is
right.
Oh,
just a misguided young girl who doesn't know how to market herself,
gal,
which is what I still think it is.
Best of luck to them. Yeah. But there's at least one devil on the shoulder going, they're doing that on purpose.
I don't think they are.
Okay.
I really don't.
Well, good. That makes me feel better. That makes me feel like my sense of,
well, maybe I'm just too much of an optimist.
What's
and
right
I don't
and wrong
think
is,
the world is that bad.
No, I'm glad because
yeah.
sometimes we have friendly disagreements.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that my spidey sense in this case is properly
maybe,
calibrated.
Maybe you're being a little cynical.
Okay.
If you think that that's what's going on.
All right.
Yeah.
I did Czechoslovakia before I wreck a Slovakia. You know, uh-huh. I'll have my panel of experts sometimes.
Right, right.
I reached out to one male and one female.
Okay.
Different ages, different lifestyle groups,
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, what do you think of this? And they said, yeah, it seems a little sus.
I could see it. I could. But also, like, I, you know, I've worked in a few industries before where there have been a lot younger coworkers than me, kids that are just getting out of high school and stuff.
And they're just obliv.
Right.
And delulu.
Like, they just don't understand what professionalism is. They don't understand
okay.
how to present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like... I've just been around like teens before and they're just kind of oblivious,
yeah.
you know, or even when I was getting out of college, some of the freshmen were just kind of oblivious and they were like, oh, well, it's a good picture of me and didn't realize that their boobs were hanging out.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. So you're going to attribute mostly to naivety.
Yeah.
Naivete. I never know how to pronounce that. The state of being naive.
Yeah.
I will say this is the most time and energy we've ever spent on something on IFAF that I wasn't sure about was even content.
Right. That's
on
fair.
The show. I'm like, I would have skipped mm-hmm. it had somebody not said to me this time around.
You know what? That's fair. I could see it.
And there were two in a week and one of them, they posted up front and then they reposted the same photo with less kissy face photos.
Right, right. Which tells me that they just were posting pictures that they liked of themselves without thinking it through.
Yeah.
And then someone said, hey, you look like you're trying to be an Instabaddie and not a nanny.
You look like you're selling something other than...
Right. And they were like, oh, services. I should probably change that then.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that gives more credit to my argument, personally.
Yeah.
You know, not only that, but I've seen a couple of people post things like, hey, I'm looking for a job. And then they'll post like... them in like a monster cap with a beer in their hand, you know, and yeah. like a scruffy beard. Or you
go, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, bud, like, well, I get that you're okay. looking for work, but also like take a nice professional-ish photo. It doesn't have to be good, but like go out to, you know, even in your car, even if you're sitting in your car and you've got a nice
Not
t-shirt
going
on
out in your car. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've, and you've got a nice shirt on and your hair is tidy. Take a picture there in good lighting. Don't do it when you look like you just got done with a rager or, you know, you're all dressed up for a party.
Yeah. Or am I a total shithead when I see people say basically begging for money mm-hmm. on Facebook, okay. which at that point you've got to be in dire straits and I feel for you. And I've, right. I've even done the GoFundMe thing every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
as long as it could be, I don't do the Venmo thing cause it can't be anonymous.
Right. Right. That's fair.
But, and I love how they say, okay, we've been watching Black Mirror lately. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we got into that.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of saying dickhead, they say bell end.
Yeah. Or I think one guy said knobhead too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Am I a total bell end if I think that when somebody says, hey, guys, I could really use an extra $20 now. And I click on the to a group, mm-hmm. to the Life in Idaho Falls group, or which, and now there's like three of them, so right. who can keep track of what's what? But then you click on their profile picture, and they've got like face tattoos.
Right.
It's like, well, you know, had you not spent the $300 that you could sure certainly use now on face tattoos, you could probably like get a really easy job.
Sure.
And not need the, right? Like there's some judgment involved.
I get that. I do. And also.
Am I an asshole? Am I the asshole?
You're not wrong is the thing. And A-I-T-A? Also, I think it is a little dumb that we as a society have decided that if you've got tattoos in certain places that you're less employable. You know, like I have actually met a few people with face tattoos who are the loveliest, coolest, kindest, and smartest people
that I know. I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I do. And a lot of the lowest paying jobs are public right. service jobs.
Right.
And unless you're a tattoo artist, you're going to have a hard time. Those entry level jobs,
mm-hmm.
you're going to need like a master's degree.
Right.
To get past the jobs that would require that you not have the stuff on your face.
Yeah. It sucks that so many corporations are worried that they're, you know, patron-facing people don't look professional enough.
Right.
You know?
And by the way, I'm not even necessarily saying that's my opinion of right. people with face tattoos. I'm just recognizing what I believe to be reality and how most people react to that.
I think that's fair.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Looking for help with your upcoming wedding or event? You don't have to do it all on your own.
DIY Weddings and Event Rentals has great ideas for you, like the Polaroid guest book, candy salad jars, even a full-service drink trailer, and everything else you might need, like backdrops, signs, dinnerware, and decorations.
Call or text 208-403-2040 today. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first rental at DIY Weddings and Event Rentals.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
What's all this nonsense then?
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
A little more information, please.
The in sound. Mm-hmm. For the in town.
Who's that?
IFAF.
Oh, shit.
Idaho, USA.
That's neat.
That was fun.
It's peachy. It's keen.
You know, that one feels very patriotic to me.
Oh, yes.
Like, every time I hear it, I imagine girls in, like, sparkly American-themed leotards with little top hats doing a can-can line.
It's the USA part.
Yeah.
I think that does it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. We just want to bookmark Reggie. Great Dane. Currently the world's tallest dog at 39.6 inches.
And current resident of Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is hilarious and amazing, right?
So we need to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
And pet the dog. Can I pet that dog?
Can I pet your dog? Yeah, I mean, right? Yeah. Well, I've met a couple of pretty dang big dogs, so I'm really excited to see how big this big boy is.
That should be the name of the feature. Can I pet that dog? Can I pet that dog? No. Can I pet that dog? All right.
I love it. We'll have to offer some, like, dog-safe ice cream or something.
Yeah.
As tribute.
Your place that you love.
Splash.
Splash.
Yes, it's a little pet supply store over in historic downtown on Lava Street. But yeah, they've got all kinds of great pet supplies.
Lava.
That's where I get my cat food from. It's where I get my dog food from. And I actually just got Rango some dog-safe ice cream from there for his birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Speaking of animals, you've heard of firemen getting cats out of trees.
Uh-huh.
The Idaho Falls Animal Shelter posted this. Wait, water rescue for a cat?
As they should.
We received a call
cats
from
hate a water. That's the thing, you have to rescue from water.
Distraught owner who could hear her cat crying from under a bridge.
Oh, that's sad.
I guess the cat had been missing for 5 days. Well, there's your problem, you idiot.
Oh no.
You're hiding under a bridge.
Well, but it couldn't have been under there the whole time.
How'd it get there? I don't know. Anyway,
right.
They went to check out the situation, could see the water was too high.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it was doing. I don't know.
Poor kitty, but I was so glad they got him. I'm so glad they got the kitty cat out.
Well, and the Idaho Falls Animal Shelter is not trained in water rescue, but you know who is? The Bonneville County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, nice.
They came out and rescued the very scared kitty, returned him to the arms of his very happy owners.
Oh, that's sweet. I love that. See, it's good that we're still a small enough town that we do stuff like that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a lot of other places right now where a sheriff's office would be inclined to go help out with that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
They got too many other things right. going on.
Yeah, yeah. Keep Idaho Falls boring.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Bonneville County Sheriff's Department, your IFAF this week, Chris Pie Five. 21 finger gun salute and chef's kiss
to you for saving that sweet little kitty cat.
Oh, so sweet. Love that. I saw this article this week and I thought this is complete AI.
Okay.
Here's the headline. Idaho's gateway to Yellowstone and the Tetons is an artsy city with a fun downtown and scenic river walk.
Us.
Isn't right? that the article about us that we want written?
More or less. The one thing that I don't love is that we're a destination, not a gateway.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
but other than that, yes, I would say that we are an artsy city with a super fun downtown that's absolutely worth visiting.
Yeah, so it almost seemed too perfect.
Oh.
This is,
You know, honestly, it sounds to me like the person who wrote it actually came here and checked it out, unlike the writers of Checking It Twice.
Well, okay, more probability, yes, of that happening, but it still seemed like they just sort of looked at a map and went, hey, ChatGPT, write an article and I'm going to point out three things. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay.
Here's the thing that made my alarm just go off. And then I Googled it, and then the Idaho Falls Reddit, of which we are members now and have posted a few times, kind of agreed with me. The article talks about how Idaho Falls, and yes, it's about Idaho Falls, to remove any of that doubt, located in a part of the state known as Yellowstone Teton Territory. Nope.
No.
Not at all.
I've
never heard that phrase. That's three words we've never put together.
Yeah, no.
Right?
No.
And then they talked about how...
I mean, unless maybe it was way back before Idaho was a state, like that's what the territory was called.
Yellowstone Teton Territory.
I don't know. I don't know enough about history, I guess.
I don't think so.
Probably not. Yeah.
Anyway, they mentioned the Art Museum of Idaho Falls, which is visually something you see.
Sure.
If you drive by and or around the... They say Riverwalk instead of Greenbelt, so...
Right. Well, but that
they didn't talk to any locals.
That just means that they're an outsider.
Right.
You know, they're just looking at signage, and I think that's fine and fair.
Yeah. They mentioned Copper Rill, which is a fine restaurant.
Oh, I think it's great. I love Copper Rill.
And it might even be among Idaho Falls' finest restaurants.
Oh, I would say it is.
But it ain't the finest.
Well, I think that's subjective.
Sure.
But...
I mean, I suppose if anything makes it into the top five... They can just battle. You can battle them all out in your subjective opinion land all you want. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, it kind of comes down to, it all depends on what you're actually wanting to eat.
Yeah. Anyway, it's at islands.com, and islands.com is like, that's like a legit, they were a magazine before they were a website.
Okay. Okay.
So they're like a legit reporting institution. I just thought maybe this again is, maybe this is the theme this episode is, Mikey's super cynical, and even though this is the article and the headline we've always wanted written about this city, I don't quite believe it, buddy.
Okay, you know what?
Fair enough. A lot of these guys and gals that write for these online magazines, they have a quota to hit every
week. Well, yeah, because they want to get paid. I don't blame them.
Right, and have you been to onlyinyourstate.com/Idaho?
Right.
These are articles written to get clicks and social media shares.
Sure.
Not necessarily like accurate.
Not necessarily for the quality.
Or what spending 5 minutes with one local would get you.
Yeah.
It's all shit that can be researched on the internet. Or, hey, ChatGPT, write this. Give me 500 words on blank. I'm not saying that's this article.
Sure. But maybe.
I'm not saying it's not.
All right, fair enough. But, you know, at least what I'll say to be an optimist is at least they're talking about us.
Right.
Even if they're using ChatGPT to do it.
Yeah. Okay. You brought this up this week. An Idaho teacher has been ordered to remove signs from classrooms. Oh, they must be pretty bad signs, huh?
Right.
The teacher is, I had her name written down, Sarah Inama. Okay. So Sarah has two signs up in her classroom. One saying the very controversial phrase. In fact, we'll show you the actual signs.
Yeah.
Everyone is welcome here. That's one of them. And in this room, everyone is welcome, important, accepted, respected, encouraged, valued, and equal. And those words that I just... They're all in a column, and they're different colors.
Okay.
So it could be said that beyond being a colorful poster, it's even evocative of, oh my God, a rainbow.
Right, right.
And then everyone is welcome here. You see, there's what makes that in my mind controversial is their skin is different color.
Right. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It just feels like people are actively trying to be offended at this point.
Here's what I think. We've kind of talked about the pendulum swinging on this show before.
Right.
How was I able to predict that Trump would become president again? Because of the pendulum.
Sure.
And how it swings and how we have a very short memory here in America. Here's what I think is happening. I think this is DEI backlash.
Right.
I think that there was this woke mob for a while, and I think it got out of control. I do think that the left can get out of control and that the right can become too extreme too.
Sure.
And I think that this is an extreme measure. This is almost an anti-woke measure. And I think we need to find some damn reasonable ground in here. I think that the sign, but everyone is welcome here, is just fine in a classroom. Don't you?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. You know, and so one thing with this story was that apparently no one had actually complained. It was the administration who said that she should take it down. And honestly, at that point, like, if no one's complained, why are you even drawing attention to it? It's the Barbara Streisand effect.
Well, and yeah, is it someone on the administrative panel going, thank God, waking up one morning and just pissed off at the world going, and you know what can go are those signs in that teacher's classroom.
Yeah, maybe. And also at that point, like, you're looking for reasons to be offended.
And let's call them out by name, you know? West Ada School District. Yeah. We think you're f***ing idiots.
Yeah, I think that was just a really dumb move for a lot of reasons, you know, mostly because it just brought more attention to you. It brought the negative attention that you didn't want to you.
What are you doing?
You know, and not only that, but they ended up losing a very well-liked teacher because of it.
Oh, really? Did she quit?
Yeah, she left.
Oh, wow.
And I don't blame her because honestly, I would too. You know, especially with something like that, where it is so basic, you know, and I saw some people commenting things like, oh, well, kids don't need to be told that they're welcome there. You know what, dude? I don't know if you've met kids lately, but sometimes kids are kind of dumb and you need to explain things to them explicitly so that they understand how things are.
It could be said that they're children who are currently being educated.
Right. Right.
With educational materials.
Yeah. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And I feel like having a classroom that feels safe and comfortable is always a good thing. Not only that, but realistically, there aren't that many options that you can choose for classroom decorations.
Well, and everyone is welcome here with different colored hands up.
Yeah.
That's saying what is actually the law that we've agreed to in this country, which is there shall be no discrimination on the basis of race.
Yes. Exactly.
That's all that's saying.
Right.
Who could possibly disagree with that? Anyway, Sarah and Emma is a sixth grade history teacher, we didn't say this, at Lewis and Clark Middle School in Meridian, Idaho. She says she's not going to comply.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame her. I think that if you want to keep your job, you kind of have to, but it sounds like that wasn't necessarily her number one priority. And frankly, with the teacher shortage around here, and just in general, I kind of don't blame her because right now she's got her pick of the pie.
Well, now
she can go anywhere she wants.
Right. I was going to say, now that reasonable people are discussing this, we sure think so.
Yeah.
I wonder if the school district's going to go, oh, yeah, we're idiots, and back down.
That's kind of my hope.
Because you are.
Yeah, that was a dumb thing to do.
Dumbass move.
Yeah. Yeah, West making Ada sure that you have district. Fewer teachers. Yeah, that's really
Everyone
smart.
Is welcome here.
Yeah, just dumb. And it was just so unreasonable. There Everyone was no good reason. Like, there was no excuse at this point.
But you were saying that somebody believed that these signs with the innocuous messages, everyone is welcome here, and everyone is welcome, important, accepted, respected, encouraged, valued, and equal.
Right, I saw
They believed the signs had coding in them somewhere?
So, okay, I saw a comment on one of the local news sources pages where they talked about this article. where some guy had said, oh, well, it's not that the signs are saying anything explicitly bad, but it's code that shows that the teacher supports critical race theory and LGBTQ people.
Okay, Dan Brown, put the code together for us. Draw it all out for us.
Right.
Which disciple holding what chalice?
Yeah.
Tells us that Jesus had a second wife.
Well, and also, like, let's pretend for a second.
If you're going to say there's a code, say what the code is.
Right.
Because I don't see it.
Right. You know, I thought it was really dumb. You know, like, just because this picture depicts people of different skin tones doesn't necessarily mean anything to do with critical race theory. It's just that there are multiple people with different skin tones that are welcome here. That's it. Yeah.
It does share a common word, and that is race.
And also, you know what? Let's pretend that this is a code. Let's pretend for a second that that was actually exactly this teacher's intention with these, was that she was trying to put a code up that she believes in critical race theory and is okay with gay people. Okay? Let's say that is the case. Do you really think that these kids would figure that out?
Right.
Do you think
they would decipher the...
Right, yeah. Right. Is there a little baby Dan Brown in there ready to write the next Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week, we talked about the meteor fireball, the once-in-a-decade fireball.
Oh, yeah.
Entered Earth's atmosphere over Yellowstone, went through Jackson Hole, mm-hmm. ended up over Highway 20 in Idaho.
It's pretty cool, too.
You could see it from Colorado... to mm-hmm. Canada. Uh-huh. And all the way over on the West Coast, I guess.
Right.
This week, we have a new nighttime aerial phenomenon to tell you about.
Yeah, we've kind of had a lot of those lately. Like, we had the Aurora Borealis a while ago. Mm-hmm. We had the comets. And now we have a bunch of Steves, I guess is what they're called.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, so apparently it's a backronym, which I've never heard used as a term before, but I'm assuming it's a portmanteau of, like, back and acronym, saying that it was applied to it after it was already retrofitted. Called a Steve. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which also still makes me wonder why they're called a Steve. Uh-huh. But the backronym apparently means, let's see here, I have it pulled up. Strong thermal emission velocity enhancement.
Strong thermal emission velocity. Basically, what it looks like is this, a column of light in the sky mm-hmm. that doesn't just disappear right away. Like it.
Right. It sticks around for a minute.
Long enough for people to whip out their phones from Idaho and Utah.
Right. Right. And these actually can happen in tandem with Aurora Borealis, apparently.
Okay.
But basically, it's a ribbon of hot gases that creates the effect.
I'm just loving this, though.
It's pretty cool, right?
I guess...
I mean, between, like, finding out that there are pillars underneath the pyramids and that they might have had more technology than we knew of in the day. Yeah.
And you're seeing this? You're seeing a lot of LIDAR in the Middle East going, oh my God, look at this thing that's 10,000 years old.
Yes.
All of the LIDAR being used in South America right now, because when the first Spanish explorers floated down the Amazon, mm-hmm. they reported cities bigger than London. And then 100 years later, mm-hmm. they floated down the Amazon again. Crickets. Nobody there.
Right.
What happened to those civilizations and those societies? And were they in South America around longer mm-hmm. and building bigger than Egypt was?
I know. It's kind of crazy to think of.
Crazy.
Almost makes you think that maybe there might be aliens.
I love it.
Or something.
I love it.
I'm just saying there's a lot of weird stuff that we're all, like, science is going through all kinds of really cool discoveries right now, and I feel like the Steves fit somewhere in there.
Yeah, let's add it to our...
They're just neat.
...list of cool shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of cool shit coming to light now.
Aerial phenomenon. It's too bad we don't have a feature called, like, the D-bag of the week. You know?
I mean... I'd like to think the reason for that is because there aren't enough D-bags to fill every single week, but it sounds like you sure have one for this week.
Let's invent a brand new feature here on IFAF.
Okay.
D-A-A-F. It's the dumbass.
D-B-A-F?
Yeah, this time around. Doughboy 909. Well, let's just watch this video real quick. What do you say?
That's how hot it is. Over 1,000 degrees. So now you're history. So, like I said, once before, Mammoth Hot Springs, Let me know in the comments where you want to go next. Homeboy going to take you there.
What a dumbass. And not for the reasons you may think.
Well, and I love that he didn't show us anything to do with how hot it was, but he did show us exactly how stupid he was for intentionally stepping off of the boardwalk and into the places that he's not supposed to get into and filming it.
So yeah, filming yourself commit a federal crime.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Right.
Is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then getting the name of the place wrong.
Yeah.
Is what really bugged me. Hey guys, this is Mammoth Hot Springs. Nope. No, it's not. You were 24 miles south at Barrel Spring.
Wow.
You idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 1,000 degrees. No, no, it's not. 1,000 degrees is hot enough to melt aluminum.
Yeah.
196 degrees is what that springs is. That's hot enough to melt a person.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's not 1,000 degrees. And then I love how he says, where are we going next? Doughboy going to take you there.
Right. Like if we said, let's go to, you know, Africa, you're going to just head on over, hop on a plane. Is that your plan, Doughboy? Or
I know I've been in a mood this episode. So why stop now? I got a place you can go, Doughboy. How about you? Cliff.
Okay, that's a little harsh.
Hey, you know that.
But you could take a long walk off of a short pier.
Yes. How about one of those?
Go for a very cold swim.
On the Amazon where there are piranhas. You know Yosemite where the falls is? Firefly falls. Okay, now I'm the idiot. You know that one falls, that one waterfall gets hit by the sun at a certain time of day, a certain day of the year? Get a picture of that as you're...
Jeez Louise.
No, no, but...
A little mean.
Is that a little much?
A little much.
The other thing about this guy already is it's obvious he skips leg day.
Right. Also,
or is that just a bad angle, bro?
That's also just kind of those shorts.
You need a better hype man.
Like, okay, honestly, the only people that I think can actually pull off shorts at length are dads.
Mm.
And it's because they're only doing it for how many pockets they have that can hold snacks for their kids. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're like, if you're a dude wearing shorts, go for the shorter shorts, you know, like the 6 to 10 inch inseam. Those are nice. Gals like that. You will look so much better than you think you will.
Look, I want this guy to have a long and illustrious rapping career. Is that what he is? He's a rapper?
He is sure trying to be.
So I want to take back anything that I went a little too hard there. And honestly, I would watch the shit out of, you know how Snoop Dogg has narrated some nature videos?
Okay, those are hilarious.
I would watch the shit out of Doughboy 909 doing a Nature Channel show called Doughboy Gonna Take You There.
Right. To some extent. I mean, it kind of depends. Like, is he going to do the same thing he did here where he failed to illustrate something while saying
yes,
he was going to?
That would be his specialty. Like, he would show up and be like, yo, yo, this is Doughboy. I am standing next to a cactus to show you how prickly it is.
Or like next to a skunk to show you how stinky it is.
Yes.
Stuff that you, the viewer on a television, can't actually interpret.
That doesn't translate.
Like, especially because he doesn't even do anything to actually demonstrate the heat.
Audiovisual, right.
Like, do you remember those guys who like went in doesn't to cook hold a, his like they, hand they over. Took a chicken in to cook it? You know?
Yeah.
Like the fact that he didn't at least like throw a chicken wing in there or something.
Right.
You know?
Anybody can walk off of the beaten path to get a closer look at, or, okay, now wait a minute. Didn't, okay, I'm going to show my ignorance here, but it was some, I don't know, was it one of the Pauls or no. It was Mr. Beast, I think, went to Chichen Itza, went to one of the seven wonders of the world, that El Castillo there, and took a drone up into the,
cool.
Throne room or something, the thing you're forbidden to go into.
That's super rad, though.
But because it was a drone.
And didn't touch anything.
Yeah,
that's kind of neat.
Bro, do that. Take a fucking tip from Mr. Beast. Anyway. Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Doughboy 909. I'm standing here in the holiest of holies in the Salt Lake City Temple to show you how sacred it is.
Yeah, right?
No, Probably not, buddy.
Yeah, that kind of defeats the whole point.
Yo, what's up? This is Doughboy 909, and I'm being bitten by what's that little blue octopus in Australia at the Great Barrier Reef, the one that will like drop you dead in seconds.
I have no idea, but that sounds terrifying.
So you can see how poisonous it is.
Jeez Louise.
No, you can't.
Well, I mean, if they keep filming, you can.
Well, and I just love that he gets everything wrong.
Yeah, yeah. You can tell that he's trying to be a rapper and not much else.
Let's get a shot of him at the state capitol building in Boise and have him say something like, yo, yo, what's up? I'm in Mud Lake, Idaho, and it's the tomato capital of the world. And you can see here the Amish are coming through.
Right. Funny.
Nope.
Yeah.
None of that is true.
And the fact that, the fact that he filmed himself committing a federal crime, you know? And the thing is, that's not the first time he's done it. Like, I actually scrolled through his Insta a little bit, and not a federal crime, but other crimes. Like, I saw him vandalizing something. He wrote penis. Doughboy, but instead of an S, he put an X at the end of penis. So it was Penix, I guess.
So that means it's a multi-gendered penis.
Yes. Yeah. It could be for both guys and gals. Yeah.
It could be a Latinx Penix.
Yeah, right. Either that or else he was pointing out that he is a Latino penis.
Oh, okay, maybe? Yeah. He's got a Latinx penis.
Right. You know, and the fact that he signed it too, like, that's just the dumbest thing to do. You know? It reminds me of when my brother and I were little kids.
Could that be our thumbnail title? Could we get away with Latinx penis?
I think we could. Okay. But anyway, when my brother and I were little, my grandma's basement didn't have any carpeting. It was just concrete floor. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he found a can of spray paint, went down there and wrote his name, realized that would get him in trouble. So he also wrote down my nickname and my cousin's nickname underneath it.
Oh,
so,
smart.
Right. And then, you know, me and my cousin had been off playing together. So, like, we both had an alibi. Mm-hmm. He was the only one who didn't, but we were children. So he comes up to us and he's like, guys, you need to come down and look at this. Someone wrote our names on the ground. And we're like, okay. And we think that we're in a Scooby-Doo mystery all of a sudden, trying to figure out
who could have possibly done this. Gets you invested.
Right. Well, clearly it was him, you know, and he wrote his name first and then realized he was going to get in trouble, which is... It seems outside of Doughboy's cognitive function because he wrote his name on his graffiti, not realizing that could be a problem.
Right.
I don't know. And then there's also a video of him with a big old bag of weed on a table for one of his music videos. Now, I don't know if this is prop weed. Maybe it's just hemp.
Maybe it is. You know?
But if it is real weed, I don't think even in California you can have that much at one time.
Yeah, do recreational states still limit the quantity?
I think so. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
I'm not a weed expert.
If you apply that to booze, like, couldn't you have, 20,000 cases of Crown Royal if you so wanted?
That's true. You could have bottles on bottles. But anyway, I just thought it was funny that he seems to have a track record for, filming himself doing things that you might not necessarily want attached to your name.
Let's wrap it up. What's coming up?
You know, maybe there should be a thing where, you have to be above a certain level of stupid to post to the internet.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Right. Yeah, he's been awarded negative points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a few fun things coming up this Memorial Day weekend, by the way. So Funland at the Zoo is finally opening for the season. That's going to be this Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And don't forget that your resident discount card will actually get you a discount over there, which is fun.
Go there and take the kids there and make memories so that the next time it's run down and dilapidated and abandoned,
people will want to fundraise for it again.
There'll be passion for it. Yeah.
We also have the Field of Honor coming up. If you've never been to this, it is a really cool experience. It's 1,000 American flags at Freeman Park. That's going to be at 10 a.m. this Saturday and then to 8 p.m. on Monday, Memorial Day.
So it's going to run all weekend long. Mm-hmm. You can drive by and go, ooh, Petey, Or you can like walk through them.
It's pretty cool. I've done a really neat experience.
It's visually staggering. Mm-hmm. I would say put that on your list of things to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's free. So like, why not? You know?
Thanks, Idaho Falls Exchange Club.
Yeah. You can go to Funland and then pretty easily head on over to Freeman, mm-hmm. you know? Also, one of my favorite places, the Motor View is opening up for the season again. That's going to be this Friday, and it goes on Saturday and Sunday nights, too. Check out their Facebook to see what's playing. I love the Motor View. It's so sad to see how many drive-in theaters have closed because it's such a good experience.
And guys, this is we've talked about it on the show before. This is the biggest outdoor screen, drive-in movie theater screen in North America.
Yes, and
there's one that if you Google will claim it is.
Right.
But it's actually it's like a couple square feet smaller than the one we have here.
Yeah. So suck it, other screen.
Yeah, MotorView, you need a better PR team and better SEO on so the internet knows this. Yeah.
Right.
But we're doing what we can.
Right. And I love drive-in theaters for a lot of reasons, but basically because you're encapsulated in your own individual car with people you actually want to be there with instead of a bunch of strangers, you can chit-chat during the movie, you can make little jokey jokes, and you don't have to worry about hearing everyone else. You don't have to hear anyone screaming babies. You can take your dog with you. You can't do that at the Edwards, just saying.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. Plus, I will say the projector quality has only gotten better with technology.
Yeah.
You know, agreed. Even on like a pretty bright night, you can still see things really well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, absolutely go. Take advantage of it while you can.
Yeah.
And then we also have, finally, 20 days too late, East Idaho's Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going on May 24th. That's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shiloh Inn.
Only 20 days late. Only 20 días late.
Yeah.
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 Kinda, get it in May.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm glad that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Just think it's a little weird it didn't happen sooner. Y'all do y'all.
Now, don't be coy. There's one more event.
Why, yes,
on there the is. List.
And that is the Girls Night Out show. Ooh la la. So that's this Friday. It's going to be going on from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Waterfront, sponsored by Roadhouse Saloon.
Oh, now, so that adds a whole nother level of class.
Yes. Yeah. Now, okay. Is that what I think it is?
It's ripped dudes.
Like a little Thunder from Down Under, yeah. Chippendales type action.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, delightful. Yeah. Honestly, I have heard those can be really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that in general, when you have a majority female audience at anything, it tends to be really fun. Like Barbie, for example. Barbie was one of the most fun theatrical experiences I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe this could be Barbie for you.
What do they say? It doesn't matter where you get your appetite as long as you eat at home.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, maybe this wouldn't really be your Barbie. I guess this would be your Ken.
I don't know what this would be. Total yeah, sausage fest.
Yeah. A clam steak.
Oh, my God. Wait, Jewish? Du hast.
Anyway.
Where were we? That's our show.
Yeah. Have a nice weekend.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.